Bulletproof Vests, the National Sex Offender Public Website, and the Violent Gang and Gun Crime Reduction Program. Democratic Congressman Jim Matheson says those are all paid for by Department of Justice state and local grants, and now they're all at risk.
My opponent has published a reckless plan that will make our communities more dangerous. If she has her way, all Department of Justice grants to state and local law enforcement would be eliminated.
Matheson is talking about Saratoga Springs Mayor Mia Love. He says she's published a fiscal plan showing her intent to eliminate $5.8 billion in grants as a way to reduce the federal debt. And he says her past record shows she's not afraid to make cuts to public safety.
Under her watch in Saratoga Springs, while burglaries increased 382% in 1 year, in that same year she cut the police budget by $54,000. But she kept in her budget money for employee appreciation gifts.
Salt Lake County Sheriff Jim Winder also spoke with Matheson at the Kearns Unified Police Department substation and said the grants help pay for everyday needs, and without them, everyone will suffer.
The bottom line is if somebody just said to us the federal piece is going to go away, I could almost guarantee you that 3, 5, 8% of our budget would evaporate. So that's a lot of money, and that requires us to do a couple of things. Either we reduce services, we go back to the taxpayers. It's that kind of calculus.
The Love campaign wasted no time responding to the Democrats. Across the street from Matheson's press conference, Utah Republican Party Chairman Thomas Wright called on Matheson to be more truthful in his TV advertisements and stop using scare tactics.
Mia Love started her campaign by saying, I'll put forward some ideas that we can discuss and talk about so that we can get to a balanced budget so we can save our country. And what does Jim Matheson do as sitting congressman? He exploits one little line in it. He twists the truth and he distorts the facts, so that everybody will focus on Mia instead of on his failed record in Washington, D.C.
Regarding cutting the Saratoga Springs police budget, the Love campaign released this statement. Quote, the city council has not accepted every proposed increase in the police department's budget, but actual funding levels have never been reduced from one fiscal year to the next. Public safety makes up the largest percentage of the Saratoga Springs budget, so Matheson's statements about Mayor Love's priorities are both misleading and misplaced. Last year, Utah received nearly $20 million in public safety grants. Matheson says cutting the grants would only save less than 1% of the federal budget and likely cost it more in the long run. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.